This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Brock is in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hi, Brock. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, David and John. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So I'm 20 years old. I'm recently engaged.
Congratulations.
My fiance. Thank you. Me and my fiance are both blessed to have parents who taught us financial wisdom. And we both obviously save and budget separately since we're not quite married yet. But my question is, we both have a pretty good chunk in our savings. Mine's in mostly in mutual funds. Hers is just in a savings account.
Way to go.
But we want to buy a house.
Great.
Thank you. We want to buy a house before we get married, but we don't know how to do that since our finances aren't combined yet. We don't know if you would recommend doing that a month before we're married or a week or after the wedding. So that's kind of my question today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're probably not going to like my answer. If I woke up in your shoes knowing what I know as an old guy, I'm going to tell you to be married a year before you close on the house.
Okay.
After you're married a year, you will pick a different house than you will out of the honeymoon because you know each other better. The joke we always use is it takes about a year to know how close to your mother-in-law to buy. But it's kind of, we all laugh about that because it takes a little while to get to know some things that we think we know prior to actually living together and being married together and all that stuff, but we really don't know. And you've got plenty of time. You're very wise with your money. You can use that year to pile up money and to study the real estate market together, to dream together, to talk about things together, the things you want in a house, the things you don't care about in a house, the whether you want land or you don't want land, Nebraska, right? That kind of stuff. And so, just give yourself a little time here. Don't be in such a hurry. And that 1 year is going to cause you to make a much wiser decision. And there's a rule in the Old Testament that, like, for instance, under King David, when the armies of Israel would go to battle, a man and woman get married. The first year they were married, they didn't allow the men to go to battle.
Mm.
And because they wanted them to get their marriage set, to get knit, because they made a better warrior than that.
Right.
And this is kind of in that same vein.
No, I could not agree more. Take your time, man. You've got the rest. Y'all are so smart and so ahead of the game. I'd love y'all to spend a year just enjoying figuring out what y'all just did and how y'all are going to do the rest of your life together, man.
Yeah, and it's just, hanging curtains can cause a divorce. And so don't do that. Just don't do that in the first 2 weeks of marriage, you know? It's like...
if you guys have time, I have one more question for you.
You got it.
So I have about $1,500 in a 401k through my employer, and I actually just recently talked to SmartVestor Pro, and they recommended not getting involved in a Roth IRA quite yet, but I didn't know if you would recommend any differently. That's kind of what I was wondering.
Why? Why did they say that?
Well, he said just to dump all of my money into savings for a home.
Okay.
But if you're recommending... If you're recommending that I buy a year from now, I figured I could...
Same thing, though. You'd have a big old savings for a home. Here's the good news, okay? If you run the numbers, starting your retirement plan when you're 21 instead of when you're 20, you're still very rich. So you're going to be just fine. You got, and you still get a house. You're very, very rich because you started so stinking early.
And if you get a house...
And all the 40-year-olds said... Yes,
that you
true.
Both like. Oh man, you're going to be rich both relationally and financially, man.
Yeah. Just take your time, move through this steady. Slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. Just keep a rhythm, and you've got such a really wise start on this. So just very, very, very well done. Good question, sir. Congratulations on the engagement. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.